Amen. It is good to be in God's house this evening. We are glad that you are here tonight. Thankful for all the good rain that we got. Hopefully everybody got some good rain. Our Jeep man drove through it in the rain with his Jeep with the top down. That's good. I'm glad to see our visitors here from California. We're thankful for them coming and choosing to be a part of our services tonight. Make yourself welcome to them as well. Let's go right into it tonight. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians 4, 13. And if you could stand for the reading of God's word tonight. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. We're just going to read the one verse, and I'm sure we can all quote it. But let's read it from God's word this evening. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Let's go to the Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for this evening. Thank you for the rain that you gave to us. Thank you for the folks that are here tonight. Thank you for our missionaries. We want to thank you for your safety and protection for us. And Lord, we're praying for many folks in our church, and we thank you for the knowledge and the comfort that we know that you give and the grace that you give to them. We pray that you'll be with our services tonight. We pray that you'll be with our services on Sundays. You bring us all back into your house. We pray for our visitation this Saturday, and we just pray, Lord, that we'd have a good number come out for that as well to pass out tracts and give out the gospel. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless our services tonight, bless our prayer time as well. Thank you for this opportunity. We have all these things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for standing. We live in kind of a lazy world in our world today. We're living in a society that wants to work less and less and less. If you've ever been to a fast food restaurant and you have the realization that it doesn't seem like it's important anymore. We were out on vacation this last week, and one of the rules that we have for our family is even if we take all of our kids out, Miss Oster and I always do one night by ourselves. So the boys just stay at the hotel room or whatever, and so we do that. But we still feed them because we love them. And so Monday night, because we got there Monday, and Ashley and Micah, my daughter, got to come with, and I paid for them to come and be with us on our trip. And so Mike and I walked down to a nearby Taco Bell, and we were literally the only ones in there. There was no one in the drive-thru. There was no one in the store. We were literally the only ones in there. We waited for about 20 minutes for them to fill out two combos. We just wanted six tacos, and they were doing more standing. I looked over Micah, and I said, I've done fast food before. You think he'd mind if I just kind of walked around the counter and just made them myself? I mean, it's just cheese, meat, and taco shell. But people don't want to work hard in our world today anymore. They have an idea that everybody needs to do the work for them, and they just can't do it anymore. If you have had a teenager in your lifetime, you've heard this before. I don't think I can do that. I just can't get it done. I just can't do it. We see from our text here that there are some things that God can tell us, and he wants to encourage us on, that there are some things that we can do, that things can be done. Just because something looks hard doesn't mean that it can't be done. We try to teach our teenagers that to be outgoing and to talk and to do those. The other day, we were out just this last Saturday. Our family was out. We were out passing out tracts and giving out the gospel, walking down the streets. And Miss Osher was on one side with Corey, and me and Landon were on the other side of the street. And Corey saw this couple, this lady out in her thing, and she said, Corey, go give that lady a tract. And he ran up to her, handed the tract, and took off. And he's still working on talking to folks, and then Angela came along and had to explain why this random kid ran up to her and handed her a tract and invited her to church and invited her to Harvest Baptist Church, and teaching our son that there are some things you can do. You can talk to people if you really want to, and there's some things that you can do. And our text here gives us a verse of encouragement, and we understand, and by reading Philippians chapter 4, verses really from verse 10 all the way to the end of the chapter, in the context of speaking of missions and being a part of missions and giving to missions, and that we can be a part of missions and that we can give and go and be a part of missions and being thankful for what God gave to us so that we can do more for Christ and that we can do great things for Christ in the area, in the field of missions. And so we understand that's the context of it, and that's the direct meaning of this text in this verse and in these verses of Philippians chapter number 4. But tonight I want to make some application tonight of some other things in the Word of God that we can do, that we can accomplish in our Christian life, that we are able to do by the strength that God gives to us and that Christ gives to us. And it's really important to understand exactly what this verse is really saying, if we could really focus in on the depth that this verse provides and really help us to understand where our strength comes from and who gives it to us. The verse is broken down into two phrases there. In verse number 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. There's two phrases there. It's an independent clause connected with a dependent clause. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And so we can see there, first of all things, everything that God commands in this Bible, we can do. There's commands in this Bible, there's encouragements in this Word of God, there's exhortations in this Word of God, and some of the things that God commands us to do and some of the things that God commands us to be as a Christian may seem hard in our flesh and may seem hard to do, and we're going to see some of those later on, but they can be done. They can be accomplished. There's many times, especially you'll hear a testimony of a missionary, and they'll give the testimony that God called me to this field, but I didn't know how to learn the language. I didn't know what it meant to be a missionary, or excuse me, or I don't know how to preach, or I don't know how to speak in front of people, or I don't know how to speak clearly. My brother struggles with stuttering, but yet when he preaches, he doesn't stutter at all. God gives him that ability. There's things that we can do in our Christian life. I just don't know if I can love her or him because he's driving me crazy. But we know from the Bible that men are commanded and wives are commanded to love their husbands and wives. So it's a thing that we can do. There's lots of things in the Bible that God gives us these orders. And though they be hard, they can be done. We can look back to the Old Testament and God gave commands to the Israelites and gave commands to prophets. And though they might have complained about them, God can still help them do it. Remember, Jonah was called to go to the city of Nineveh and he tried to figure out how he couldn't or why he couldn't do it. But God says, no, Jonah, you can do it. It can be done. And so we see in our text here that it says, I can do all things through Christ. Here we can see that all things here are referring to the things that God commands us to do. Everything commanded, everything encouraged, everything exhorted can be done. You'll notice in our text, and we can see clearly by the context, that it's not talking about all the things that we want to do. Oh, I can climb Mount Everest because I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's not the context of this scripture. We can't use God's word to justify our own choices and actions. If God calls you to climb Mount Everest and he calls you to plant a church at the top of Mount Everest, he'll give you the strength to do it. But I'm pretty sure there's not a whole lot of folks to witness to up there. But there's a lot of times when we make this verse, and I believe many Christians take this verse out of context, and they have an idea in their mind that I want to accomplish this, and it's really a selfish gain. It's really something that they choose to achieve of their own. And so rather than ask God for the wisdom or ask God for the leadership, well, I can just do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. But we can see here from the context, clearly, all things are everything that God has commanded in his word, that he has instructed in his word, that he has exhorted us to do from his word. They can be accomplished. It is through Christ which strengtheneth me. I did not have a good time learning English. I didn't like English. One of the survey questions, we did some survey questions at the youth rally, and one of the favorite, they listened, everybody give their idea what was the favorite subject and what was their non-favorite subject. Math was the least favorite subject from all those high schoolers. I think science was their favorite one. But for me, one of the hardest was English. I didn't like English, and I didn't like to do it. I liked to speak it, but I didn't need to write it down. I mean, how many times in your life as an adult that you ever just took a verse or a sentence and you broke it down? This is a verb, this is a noun. I mean, we always ask it in math, right? How many of us, I mean, think about it. When you were a teenager, you asked the teacher, when will I use this math in my lifetime? I did the same thing with English. When's the next time I'm going to break down a diagram of sentence? Why do I really need to know that? But in English, in the Word of God, it's very important. You notice in our text, God says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That word which there is actually a very important word. It is a relative pronoun, and it does not in modern age usage represent a person,
when really it represents a substitute, or it is a consequence of the phrase before it. In other words, God does not say in this text, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me, or how strengtheneth me, or what strengtheneth me. God's word doesn't say, I can do all things through he who strengthens me. No, no, Christ said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. In other words, this word which supplants, or it takes the word Christ and makes it into a substantive things. And it means to hear which strengtheneth, means to empower, means to enable, means to increase in strength, or means to make strong. In other words, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. What is that thing that strengtheneth me? Christ. In other words, Christ is the power. Christ is the ability. Christ is not just some individual off to the side saying, good job, you can do it. I promise that you can do it. No, no. It literally means that Christ is the virtual power. It is the thing that makes us being able to accomplish all of these things. If we could put it this way, Christ is the current and the conduit. Put it in a different way, Christ is the gas and the motor. He's not just the person off to the side and just encouraging. No, Christ is the very power. He's the very thing that gives us the ability, gives us the opportunity, gives us the strength to accomplish the things that God has called us to do and commanded us to do. Christ does not merely provide the strength, but Christ is the strength. So I have my son, before I get into the things that I believe that we can apply here and things that we can be accomplished for, I want my son to come up here, and he's going to help me illustrate what this verse literally means. I believe we can, you're going to be right down here. What I believe this verse literally means, and it really gives us a picture of what God says. So he's going to be right here. Pretend like you're at the home plate, and you're holding a bat. He's confident about that. He's standing totally wrong to play baseball. See, look at that. And he's really nervous, right? He's really nervous. Man, the pitcher that's been throwing him, he's throwing him 100 miles an hour. And he's looking down there, and you can see he's this red playing baseball. And they're throwing zingers down there. Maybe the kid before him got beamed, and he's at home plate. He's at first base now. So he's really nervous. He's taking some practice swings. He's taking some practice swings. He's working it out. He's really nervous, and he doesn't know, man. He sees this intimidating kid, and if you've watched Little League Baseball, the pitchers in Little League Baseball are getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. They're huge kids. They're throwing it like 80 miles an hour, and they're only like 12 years old. It's amazing to watch these kids. So here's this guy, and he's there, and mom and dad are up in the stands, and mom and dad are back here in the stands. You can do it, Landon. There you go. Keep your eye on the ball, buddy. Keep your eye on the ball. Swing that bat. Swing better, 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 better. Swing better. Keep your eye on the ball. You can do it. You can do it. And this is what God says from the Word of God. It's important to look at the Word of God. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So in other words, it doesn't say who or how or what, because if it said all things through Christ, who strengtheneth me, it would mean that there's some individual over here giving the encouragement. Hey, I think you can do it. So he looks back at dad, and he sees dad, and he says, man, that gives me encouragement. Man, if dad says that I can do it, and if dad says that I can hit that ball, then I can hit that ball. And so that's temporary encouragement. That's temporary power. That'll kind of help get his adrenaline going a little bit, and he'll look up there. But no, God says, that which strengtheneth me. In other words, Christ literally becomes the power. We know Christ is power. He's power, but he's not just someone back here saying, hey, you can do it, you can do it. No, no, literally, he is the power. So now Christ is like this. And Christ, and he don't have to worry about watching the ball, because God's watching the ball. Man, he can hit the ball really hard. Why? Because here's Christ hitting the ball. Here's the power. Thank you, buddy. You sit down. So I want you to understand, that's power. If you can imagine, here's Christ. He says, I'm not just someone back here. It's not he who strengthens me. No, it's Christ which strengtheneth me. So it's Christ promising power. Is Christ providing power? But Christ says, I'm inside you. I give you that power to do so. I'm the strength that allows you to swing the bat. I'm the strength that allows you to open the Word of God. And God says, you shall be witnesses. We're going to see here in a minute. Shall be witnesses. Remember, God says in the Psalms, I want you to be a light unto my path and light my way and guide my way. But what that verse literally says is, God, I want you to literally move my feet. Now, God's not saying off to the side, left foot, right foot, turn left, You got it. Good job. That's not what he's saying. God says, I can literally move your feet. I can literally guide you. So when God says here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So that means he's literally here. Remember, as we've been studying the last couple Sunday nights, he's not just off to the side. He is seated at the right-hand Father of God, and he is cheering. He is advocating for us. But also, where is he? He's here. He's the engine. Without the gas or without the engine, neither one of them work. But together they work great. Together they work efficiently. There's not any other way. It's not any other word. It's which strengtheneth me, to empower me, to do all of those things. So directly by direct context of the word of God here in Philippians chapter 4, really verse 10 all the way to the end of the chapter, we know that we're speaking of missions, and we can be a part of missions. We can give to missions. We can make a part of missions. We can sacrifice in order to do it. We can do it because Christ gives us the strength to do so. But obviously, quickly, four other places, four other ways that we can do. We can do all things. So I want you to look. We're going to look at some different verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Flip back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Knowing what first Philippians says. Knowing, understanding what God is saying. Understanding those things. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17 through 18. God says, wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. The first thing is, you can be different. You can be different. God says, come out from among them. I love being able to walk along, and I tell my wife this all the time. It seems like you can really identify people. It's easy to identify a Mormon walking the streets. It's really easy. Got the badge. White shirt, Jehovah's Witnesses, got the tie on, riding a bike. It's really easy to identify them, and it seems like they're not ashamed to be identified by what they are. But it seems like so many of God's people want to blend in. We try to camouflage themselves. My wife and I were at Disneyland this last week. My son wanted to go, and there was some other thing that happened at the end of that week, and there were times where we were shoulder to shoulder to people. COVID's over, by the way. We were shoulder to shoulder. There were thousands of people. We're like, where's the low place in this place? And we moved around. And I looked around, and it's interesting. I wonder if that person's a Christian. I wonder if that person's a Christian. I wonder if that person's a Christian. My wife and I have been asked several times by people. They've literally just come up to us at Walmart. What church do you guys go to? When's the last time you got asked that? What church do you go to? We pull out a track. I'm from Harvest Baptist Church. We can be different in this world. God says to come out from among them. This is a command of God to be separate. Touch not the unclean thing. Only receive the good things of life. We can be different. And God says if we do that, I'll be a father to you. It's not like he's off to the side just shouting, don't touch that. Don't go there. Don't touch that. Don't go there. No, he's in us. He's giving us the strength. Don't go there. Don't say that. Go this place. Go that place. You can be different. You can do it through Christ, which strengthens you. Second, I'll go to Acts. Acts chapter 22, verse number 15. Acts chapter number 22, verse number 15. Flip back to there. Acts chapter 22, verse 15. I love this verse. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. If you look back to Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Judea and Samaria and the most parts of the world. And if you'll notice in both of those, there's a great phrase there that you ought to underline if you like to mark your Bibles. For thou shalt be his witnesses. This is a command of God, but this is a reality. This word, this phrase, shall be, is a confirmed promise. I want you to understand, Christian, you are a witness, whether good or bad, and wherever you go. Whether you like it or not, if you are a child of God, you are a witness. The question is, are you a good witness Or are you a bad witness? What witness are you giving out? When Christ looked to his apostles and he looked at them and said, you shall be witnesses unto me. And he listed all those places and they're standing there. And the Bible says the angels came and said, ye men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing? It's time to get to work. It's time to get out there. Everywhere you go, you are a witness. Whether you're a witness for righteousness or whether you're a witness for the lost. I would always tell my teenagers, we would take them to Six Flags or we would take them somewhere else or we would take them to different places. And I always tell our teenagers, remember, you're a witness for Liberty Baptist Church. You're a witness for Mountainside Baptist Church. You're a witness for Harvest Baptist Church. You're a witness. So when people see our group and they see us, then they see our behavior, they see the way we talk, they see the way we carry ourselves, we are reflecting their idea of that's how that church is. We're a witness of that church, whether good or whether bad. Remember, first impressions are lasting impressions. So they see us and they see our life, and as soon as we tell them that we are a Christian, there's an immediate thought within their mind, why are all the other Christians at Harvest this way or that way? You shall be witnesses unto me. But you can be a good witness for Christ. Why? Because Christ is here, which strengthens me. Is Christ a good witness of himself? Well, certainly. Are we not sons of God? Certainly. Have you ever told your children to be in your best behavior? Right? My wife and I, we're constantly people coming to us, man, your children are so well behaved. So well behaved. There was a lot of correcting with the rod that they didn't see, but they were well behaved. When's the last time you saw a child at a store and you felt like going to the mom or the dad and saying, I could really help you? And almost immediately, the truth and reality is, you think bad about the child, but in reality, but this is what you think. Mom or dad could probably discipline them better. Or mom and dad could do a little better raising, right? So the reflection is back to the parent. So the child is being a witness of that home. And I have to wonder how many children of God are in this world being a good witness of God. God says, you can do it. God says, I want you to be a witness of me. And he looked to the apostles, and the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and John lists all the great things of God. And he says how we got to handle the words of life, and he got to live with Christ, and he got to walk with Christ, he got to eat with Christ. He was in that upper circle with Peter, James, and John, and he got to see all of those things. So he understood what it meant, truly meant, to be a good witness for Christ. You can be a good witness for Christ. You will be a witness. The choice is, do I want to be a good witness for Christ? And it goes along with being different. Sometimes someone might call you weird. I get that all the time. My wife tells me I'm weird, so when I go out the door, it's nothing new. Nothing new. Third, turn back to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 25. Hebrews 10, 25. And this is probably one that we can quote, maybe even one that we've heard before. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, and then we'll flip back over to Psalms. Here, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Reading statistics and reading some different articles, it's interesting to read what lost people are finding out about churches. A church attendance in America is declining rapidly. The greatest growing, in my opinion, religion in our world today is atheism and agnosticism. Churches are diminishing. Church attendance is diminishing. But one thing God wants us to be, and if anything more, as Pastor has correctly stated before in his preaching, I believe we're closer now to the rapture than we've ever been before. Every day goes by, we get closer and closer to the rapture, and it means to us that we really need to be in God's house more and more and more and more. The more that we see, and we can see from our text here, that encourage us to be even more faithful to God's house, to be more encouraged by God's house. Psalms chapter 31, Psalms chapter 31, verse 23, Psalms chapter 31, verse 23. Oh, love the Lord, all he saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. God says, all ye saints, love the Lord, all ye saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful. We can be faithful to God. I know it gets hard in our world today. It seems like more and more that Christianity's having to compete with the world and compete with entertainment and compete with things. I can remember back, even when I was a teenager, they never had high school football games on Wednesday nights. They never did. They never had games and activities on Sundays. But there's been a new study out that the greater number of people want to reserve Sunday now as family time, because Saturday is all sports day. So Sunday now becomes the family day. And so now we have to limit our church activities so we can spend time with the family. But there's no better place for your family than church. No better place than that. We can be faithful. My brother was a flag football. He joined a city flag football league, and when he was young, he was about Lannon's age, but he was tall and lanky and skinny, and he could run fast, and no one could keep up with him. So basically, every game they played with flag football, they told Richard to run fast, they threw the ball to Richard, and they scored a touchdown. He was just fast and tall and lanky, and he was a starter on their team. But one thing he and my father let the coach know is we will never be at a Wednesday night game, never, because that's church. We'll be in church. And so the coach said, well, if he doesn't come on Wednesday nights, he can't be a starter for any of the games. Starter's got to be there every single time. My dad said, fine, if he has to sit the bench and come in, that's what happened. We won't miss church. Church is first. Well, it turned out that Richard scored so many points in every game that though he missed Wednesday night, he started every other game. But he made the decision. We can be faithful. Have you ever considered this way? People are always faithful to what they truly love, as it says in Psalms, what they truly love. God says he preserveth the faithful. He plentifully rewardeth the faithful. So we can be different. We can be a witness. We can be faithful. But most important, we can have everlasting life. Turn back to John chapter 11, John chapter 11. John chapter 11. John chapter 11. Look what it says in verse number 25. John chapter 11, verse number 25. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And if you look in your Bible, period, right after the end of that, shall never die, period. Declarative statement. We either believe what Jesus Christ said or we don't. Believest thou this? Great question. You can have everlasting life. It's the same phrase here. It shall flow. We shall have everlasting life. It's nothing that cannot be taken away from us. The Bible says that in other portions of Scripture, John chapter 7, verse 37, that life will flow from us as rivers of living water that will never thirst. So we go back to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for the encouragement of God's word. We're thankful for the exact wordage that you give to us to help us to know and understand what you have done for us. Lord, I can do everything you've commanded to do, because you literally give me strength and you literally are my strength from within. You are the strength. You give it to me You are the strength. So thankful for that. I'm thankful that I know that I can accomplish these things. I can get them done. I can participate them. I can be active in them. My flesh may say it's hard, but my strength says I can do it. Help each one of us to make a commitment. I'm going to do the things that God has commanded me to do and required of me to do, because He gives me strength, because He is the strength. It's all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.